Hey, do you know about PNO3? Developed in only 7 months to fill a gap in Capcom's release schedule, PNO3 released in 2003 for the GameCube to fill the void left by the delayed Beautiful Joe. This is an immensely frustrating game. It oozes a sense of style and animation that makes you feel like fluidity is going to come front and center. But once you start playing, what you find is a clunky dance partner. This is a third-person shooter that places a strong emphasis on understanding patterns and what to do with them. As with the short development time, enemies, rooms, and entire maps are constantly recycled. But while our heroine Vanessa may animate smoothly, she controls like a slow tank. Combined with a complete inability to move and fire, it constantly feels like you're doing something wrong. You're not. The game is simply unintuitive. As you play, the flow will emerge, and you'll finally feel as cool as the game looks. It's bogged down by a short 3-hour campaign and such overwhelming repetitiveness, it can't find the rhythm in the end. So hey, that game exists.